Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to we're called the Bald and the Beautiful.
Bald and the Beautiful.
I am Melissa.
Kev on stage.
Angel, that chick Angel.
Marcus ain't on the gram.
And the commitment that we have is so real that we are not even in LA. We are in Washington State. Angel and Marcus are in Kentucky. And
let me tell y'all real quick. Y'all don't even know because we love you.
Because we love you.
Y'all up in here. You, right there.
Then I'm talking
Kevin's
about
exhausted.
Naps needed to be had. I'm up in the middle of the morning watching Married at First Sight, Bloodshot. I got a show in 2 hours. I got to be gone. I got to be out of here. But we know y'all don't care nothing about none of that. Y'all want to know what happened with Haley and Jacob, so hush up all that. But just let y'all know, this week especially, it was a doozy trying to get this schedule.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But we did
Marcus
it.
Angel and I and Liz, we was like, okay, what about this? Okay, now y'all on the Eastern Standard Time? Okay, when y'all land? Okay.
I forgot that you guys were traveling to Kentucky this weekend. Like, I knew, but I forgot.
And we was on that red eye. And we got here this morning, and we were knocked out.
And we had to drive.
We had to drive Cincinnati, so that's like hour and 20 minutes.
Let me tell you what's the worst. The first day off of a red eye.
Yes.
Because you essentially just got 3 hours of sleep. And when you get to where you are, their day is just starting.
Oh, and they're ready to turn?
You get with a visit family, they've been waiting for you. They're not trying to let you take no nap, no little situation.
Did you say 3 hours?
He don't get no sleep on planes because he's too big.
Oh.
You don't sleep at all, Tank?
This is me watching John Wick.
Oh, no.
On a red eye? Hey, I can.
And then Amar flying for the first time. And then Amar flying for the first time. So he's like.
Amar is a jerk and a half. It's Amar. Move your foot.
Everywhere.
This.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. No. But we see the dad.
But we here. Didn't fly before. How are the other boys?
Amar about grounded that flight 3 times.
Shut up. They did good. Sai kept asking me questions about telling me stuff. And finally, I was like, Sai, leave me alone. Don't ask me about nothing else.
I got on my noise-canceling headphones trying to deal with Amar. And I keep hearing Angel yell. And I'm like, what is wrong with, what are y'all doing over there? They asking me questions, okay?
What was he asking you, Angel?
This is across the aisle. It ain't even in the same...
Oh, y'all family too big to sit together. Y'all take up a whole row pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had a whole row.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We got this little family of four.
I know. But we're 2-2.
2-2, right up in first class.
Yeah. But I sleep on planes.
Melissa,
I sleep on planes.
I really feel bad for y'all. When me and Melissa were poor, we didn't fly. So our kids, they don't know nothing about nothing. They didn't start flying a lot until
they were old enough to recently. Shut up.
So now they got their iPad, phone, or they plug the headphones into the TV. They don't talk. They are good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when we can do 6 first class tickets, don't look me in my eyes.
Listen.
I'm looking down at the three. Yeah, but we paid for him to have his seat this time. And I ain't doing that on my back.
My left. No, we can do all 6 first class. That's the day that I'm like, anybody in first class sitting behind me, I'm looking down upon like.
You're so stupid.
Like, you're able to sleep in first class, Tank.
There's enough room for you.
Behind me.
Okay. You can sleep in first class. There's enough
room. Oh, I know. I've been in first class before. I ain't did it with 6 tickets. I did it with 2 tickets.
If I had 4 kids, we would be riding in coach.
We need to do the Bald and the Beautiful and include that first class experience.
We do.
But we need to do it in the pods.
Yeah, man.
The pods is a different experience.
You didn't like the pods, Cam?
I love it.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell by your facial reaction.
Look at Melissa, though.
She said, no, I was
trying to think of where you, I think it's only to like New York or maybe Boston.
I will go to New York just to be in a pod.
Yeah.
When we went to Tokyo in the pod, they rolled up the car and made ice cream sundaes. I said, boy, being poor used to suck. Because on that international flight, man, in the back, that flight is long. I'm telling you, first class in the pod, it ain't as long as it was when we was in coach.
Oh, I bet. Ooh, don't get me excited, Kevin.
Yeah, not when it turns, not when your seat turns into a bed.
That joke.
And I remember when I went, mine didn't go all the way back. I said, hey, y'all come. They got a wrench out. I pay for all the way back. I need it all the way back.
Amen.
They had to take the panel off.
Excuse
remember?
Me, is there a manager? Is it the pilot? I need to speak to him.
Yeah. Stop the plane. Let's just park it real quick. Where are we? In Wisconsin? Park it real quick.
Come fix this.
Yes.
Put it on autopilot. I know y'all can just lock it. Somebody get the mechanics on.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. All right. So we're here to talk about Married at First Sight season, whatever, part two of the reunion.
Yeah.
And let's just jump into, actually, let's jump into Jacob and Haley before we go into the foolishness that is Chris and Paige, because that was pretty much the essence of the secondary episode. Mm. So Chris, Haley and Jacob, what are your thoughts?
Why are you lying? What? You're lying.
Yeah. My real question is, who lying. Do you think was lying? That's the real question. Who do you think was lying? Angel.
Haley.
Marcus.
I don't know. Good and well, I think Haley was lying her ass.
Kevin.
Haley.
Me too.
Haley put the lie in.
Haley.
Lie. That made way more
in
sense.
In Hay Lie.
She was lying. Kevin Frazier was trying to help her out. She don't need no help.
Listen.
Somebody text Josh that said I said zoom in. Zoom in.
Look, Marcus. I'm zoomed in.
Kevin and Dr. and Pastor Cal were both trying to be like, if he just had, you know, more swag. And I was like, this is when you know two men find someone attractive.
Yes.
Because they're giving her excuses that she does not need. Like, he's not swag. Y'all knew that when y'all chose him.
You knew that.
Basically, they're saying he should have been somebody that he's not in order to get her to like him. He needs to force his charm upon her. Like, no. He knows he's a good dude. If he wants to not put all that towards somebody that don't want him, then so be it.
Right. I'm like, I understand that men are used to, probably maybe more used to rejection than women because they usually are the aggressor. But what man wants to keep on being aggressive in the face of rejection when they're not that type of dude?
What's his name? The one interviewing?
Kevin. Frazier. Yeah.
Frazier.
Kevin. Uh-huh.
That boy got on my last nerve with that. He would not pull up. I was like, why is he? I said, why don't he just call her then? Yes.
Right.
He feeling strong about it.
It wasn't until Dr. Pepper jumped on the scene and she was like, no, he was trying. And it is hard to try in the face of that type of rejection. The other thing that was happening was that he kept saying, and I get the point of you sound like a broken record saying you're not attracted. She's not attracted to me. But the fact of the matter is all relationships start or end at attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're attractive. We're starting a relationship. I'm going to communicate with you. I'm going to approach you, whatever. Or I don't think you're attractive and that's the end of it. And we're going to go our separate ways.
But I don't remember the couple's name. They mentioned or highlighted
season one,
Daphne, I feel like.
No. Her name was, she's the one who hosts the After Hours.
Yeah. When they said that.
They noticed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And apparently I didn't watch that season, but they said she was like, you're not attractive. This ain't going to work. And he just kept like basically pushing past that.
This is the difference. That woman didn't find that man physically attractive. Okay, hard stop. Boom. Haley did not find Jacob attractive, nor did she think him as a person was appealing. There are a lot of men that might not be conventionally attractive, whose charm, whose personalities, whose humor will win someone over. She didn't like his humor. She didn't like how he dressed.
100%.
She didn't like the topics he wanted to talk about.
She don't like the sound of his voice.
I think that's an important distinction, Angel. I think there are people in the world who can grow on each other, even if they initially don't find them attractive, but the whole of them is more. But she didn't like his looks. She didn't like the way he dressed. She didn't like his humor. She didn't like the food that he ate.
Right.
She just, it was literally everything. She didn't like the questions he asked.
Right.
Why are you asking me questions about my life? Yes. Dang.
She couldn't even hug the dude.
Or hold his hand.
That man said.
She's cold-hearted.
I was glad she said it.
Dr. Pepper said she's cold.
Yes.
Because I remember Jacob said, man, you hug strangers.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm talking about a hug. You can't even give me a church sign.
Nothing.
Anybody could give a church sign.
Literally.
She was, look, Sherry in the Patreon chat said Haley was repulsed.
Yes.
That's the best way to try.
And he said she despised me.
Yeah.
And I don't think the way Kevin was placing all of the work as if it belonged to him, I didn't think was fair.
To Jacob? Yeah.
It was like, for someone to say she despised me, she was repulsed by me, that's a strong energy to overcome, to keep trying.
Yes.
And then how do you as a host be like, well, you should have just pushed past that. I'm like,
no.
People don't want to go.
What are you talking about push past that?
Right. Yeah, people don't want, if you don't, look, the great Fantasia Barrino said, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Listen. I feel like Jacob, they both decided long before decision day that this wasn't going to work. So whenever she shut down, I believe on the third day of the honeymoon,
because
she tried to have sex, and apparently that was her trying. That's what she said.
That was Chris.
Yeah,
that was the same person.
Yeah,
I don't like you. I don't find you attractive. Let's have sex.
She said,
maybe I'll feel something.
Yeah,
she said, because he was like, you said something was missing, and I kept asking what it was. She said, well, there wasn't any emotional connection. There was something. She was like, there wasn't that much of an attraction. So I was like, okay, maybe if I have sex with him. I'm like, you all were on day two of your honeymoon. Take two or three, of course. Like, it's understandable not to have all those things yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I was confused by her excuse for pulling away as if these things should have already been there automatically.
Right.
Not to say that they still wouldn't have ended up in this place of divorcing, but I do feel like she decided to give up too early in the process to try to put blame on him.
And I think
100% agree.
1000% Angel. And I think I would have respected her more if she was like, I give up. I don't want to do this, but I accept that.
Yeah.
She did. She gave up. But like you were saying, Angel, she was like making it seem like he was doing something wrong. And she was
or that open. He wasn't trying enough.
Right. Like you saw, it was like, if I was Jacob, dealing with a woman that cold. Because remember, he changed his clothes. He didn't really change his eating. He stopped making those jokes. He didn't change. I mean, you can't really change your sense of humor.
Yeah.
But he stopped trying to make jokes.
Yes.
He was defending it. Like, I remember he was like defending wearing cowboy boots, you know, like, well, man, they're comfortable to me. Girl, I don't know what you want. So, you know what? Forget it.
Anybody to say that he didn't try is just what's annoying.
Yeah, that's what was annoying to me too.
And Kevin Frazier,
it was
like,
unfair.
I had sex with nobody who was unattracted to me. You, a lot of people have.
Chris. Chris.
Many people who have one night stands don't even remember the name of the person.
Right.
So to say that because they had sex with them,
keep my past out of this. Okay, it happens.
But to say that now, yes, sex is important to some, more important to some people than others. But I just low key don't think it was like giving of the coochie was like this thing of for her. Like I was giving a part of me in an effort to try. No, you've probably been able and willing to do that whenever you've wanted to. It's not been like this painstaking decision of should I have sex with this person? Yeah, I want to have sex with this person, so I will. Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't great. I won't do it again.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very frustrating. And he brought up something that I wish would have been touched on a couple of times was he was like, when the cameras weren't around, she was not dealing with me. Yeah.
So I bet that was true.
Cameras off, she's off, nothing.
I bet, and that would piss you off even more. Like, don't act like because these cameras on, you gonna try. You know, we ain't been talking all day or all week or whatever. Now these cameras on, you're gonna be like, hey, what's up? Nah, keep that same energy, Chief.
Yeah. And what I like about him is he's so just matter of fact about it. It's like, well, what about this? What about that? No, wasn't gonna work at all. Do you feel like it? Do you wish it went better? No, I don't.
He wasn't missing no word. That's how Marcus would have been.
Yeah, she's the type of person she is. I don't want to be with somebody like that. No, like they're trying to put this whole thing on their relationship that to make him look like, or to make them look like, well, it could have worked if this happened or that. It wasn't going to work.
I agree.
The only valid point that I thought she brought up, Haley, the entire time, the rest I felt was lies, was that she says, you always tell me how I am going to think or respond to something. Yep.
1,000%.
I said, oh, now that's Jacob's card right there.
Yeah, that's Jacob, like, you do that, yeah, it's like, that's like, it's still like 9-1 though. Like,
but she had that one dead to rights. She did. What's that term for that?
Mind reading.
Yeah. And he, and in his mind, it's always negative. whatever he decided she was going to do, it was never positive. She has that one 1,000%.
Someone is asking.
Hold on,
time out. I hate to do this. We gotta pause.
What?
I gotta take care of some business. And this is gonna be here for a minute and I can't concentrate.
Go.
We're gonna have to mute this. I got to see a man about a mule just real quick. I don't know if y'all wanna do an ad and then mute it. You probably wanna mute it because I.
We can do the ad.
But if Angel probably need to do the ad, you probably need to mute it.
That's fine.
Because I'll do
the ad and we'll tell the story about Jacob while he's seeing the man about a mule.
Yeah, just I'm gonna mute it on our end because I'm getting hot.
Go ahead.
You hot right here.
Go ahead.
Right there.
Listen, well, we know that Kevin probably is having to get rid of some of the food that he had today, bless his heart. And I know some of the food he probably had was some good old Magic Spoon.
Yeah.
Because Magic Spoon is how you want to start off your day. If you're trying to have a good day, you want to start it off with something magical. And that is Magic Spoon cereal that is so good for you that it almost seems like it's so wrong because it tastes so delicious. Magic Spoon, it's something that me and Marcus, we have with our family because we both are cereal connoisseurs. We grew up eating it as children, didn't you? Yes. But we don't eat cereal as much because it be so full of sugar, right? Like, y'all know, you might as well eat candy with all the sugar they be putting in cereal. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Magic Spoon. It's 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only four net grams of carbs in each serving, and it's only 140 calories a serving. That is so little. You look at any of these other cereal boxes, go ahead and throw away your day because you didn't eat up all your calories plus somebody else's calories for the day. Now let me tell you, I am not one that has been what are they talking about? Some protein shakes. I'm not a person that likes protein shakes in the morning. I like food.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Protein shakes feel a little heavy on the stomach.
I like, give me cereal. Give me what I want. And they've got some great flavors. They've got custom bundles, which have cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, or cinnamon. And you can build it based off of what you want of all those flavors. My favorite flavor, as I've told you all several times, is frosted. Marcus's, is that what?
That blueberry.
Okay, that blue cuz. That blue cuz.
That blue.
I did put the peanut butter and the chocolate together to make it taste like a peanut butter cup, and it was slamming. It was really good. It felt like I was cheating or something on my diet, but I wasn't because it's Magic Spoon. So this is what we want you to do because let me tell you, you're going to love it, okay? You're going to love it. We want you to go to magicspoon.com/TBTV.
TBTV.
And to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TBTV.
TBTV.
At checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's back with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And use the code TBTB.
TBTB.
To save $5 off. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get to the tea. You ready?
Let's get to this juice.
Okay, so Jacob showed up to my other job. Y'all know how I like it. You know how I tell y'all, don't be coming up underneath my post where I'm talking about one thing. Talking about something else.
He mailed me. He didn't come to my job.
He saw me promoting crafts and cocktails and was like, anyway, I'm not a racist. Oh, and if y'all remember, Melissa brought up a post that Jacob, or comment Jacob had put underneath a post talking about racism was fake or that there wasn't any racism today. And apparently, I'm going to assume that Jacob is a fan of the pod, right? Because he was like, let's get the record clear, please. We can't have the bald and the beautiful.
Yeah. No. We've been singing his praises. He said, first of all, let me get this straight.
He's like, no. So
basically, he hit up all four of us. I know he hit up me and Angel. And most likely.
Yep, I didn't see it until after Angel saw it first. And then I went back and realized he hit me up too.
Yeah. Oh, because so but he hit everybody. I'm gonna let you
know how intrinsic he was on this whole reach out. Because what he sent Angel was completely different what he sent me.
He said, don't worry.
Not different as in polar opposite, but like he explained something to Angel. He explained something completely different to me. I'm like, oh, he's got angles to this thing.
And he's like, listen, so, I like
basically what he was explaining to me was, which it happens to all of us, anybody that says anything, people take that, they twist it around, repeat it, and then everybody else believes it, and then somebody else twists it around. So what he was doing was stating his argument on how these parties, talking about the Republican Democrats, like Democratic Party, they boast this whole Black Lives Matter thing, and then they get in the office and they sweep all that under the rug. He's like, where's that at right now? So he's basically holding up the argument of they need to keep that same energy. And the reason he's passionate about this, I'm sure not to say he wasn't passionate about it before, but he has one of his family members about to marry someone Black, so they're merging these families together. So he's like, that's even more of a reason for me to want to have these uncomfortable conversations to educate people. So in his little snippet that I know, probably, I don't know exactly what people saw of him or what he said, but he basically sent me like 3 screenshots of this entire argument he was having with somebody, and maybe a little snippet of that was removed and somebody put it up like, hey, Jacob said this, well, he said that, but you got to read before and after. You know, it's like one of those things. So he was basically clearing the air. So I told him, I understand, I get it. I'm going to make sure we address that. Or at least I'm going to address what you explained to me when we do the next Bald and Beautiful.
So this is what he said.
This is what he said.
Okay. Hear ye. He said, I want to reach out to you all and explain the context of what was said and was not being passed around. I was accused of being a racist for following Tucker Carlson and 3 Republicans. They accused me while I was glowing on a post congratulating my brother and his girlfriend, who happens to be Black, on getting engaged after 5 years of dating. My love for that comment then channeled into anger, so I didn't express myself as well as I should have. I did not say racism is fake, though. I said them accusing me of racist for following, for IG follows, is fake racism. So he's basically saying that just because he follows Republicans does not make him racist. He says the post, he screenshot the post in question, sent me the post so that I can see what he said. He said, I regret the 30-year comment because I was seeing red and didn't explain it right. I hate both the Democrats and Republicans, FYI. I was not attacking Black Lives Matters, but attacking the Democrats for ignoring them post-election. I'd be happy to talk about all of this anytime as a flawed human coming from a place of love. The 30-year comment, listen, I mean, this man went in. He was typing. Twitter fingers turned into trigger fingers and then turned into please kumbaya. The 30-year comment was meant to say back then, if someone was accused of racism, they were actually racist. Now, apparently, 4 IG followers equals racist. That's all the tirade was meaning to say. I should have just deleted their comments and blocked, but I don't have hate in my heart and I wanted to check them. Lesson number 1 of D-list fame. Regardless of intent, people will twist you however they want. So, and then he had a whole chain going underneath my crafts and cocktails thing. And I want to be like, sir, sir, you are at my job now.
I'm on a place.
This is not the time. So either you go tune into Crafts Cocktails and you hush up. But it was very interesting that he was just like, hey, first of all,
what we not about to do, all right?
He was like, you guys have been in my corner. Appreciate it. Don't listen. Black lives matter. Your black lives. My sister-in-law's black. All of them. So Jacob reminds me of my friend Vinny, who's also a white guy who is who's one of those Republicans, Democrats. They don't very passionate about how they, even though I don't always fully agree, and I know there a lot of times they still speak from very white male privilege. Mm-hmm. I know their intention a lot of times is to be passionate about the things that they truly think are right for the betterment of everybody. But sometimes I think their execution be trash, especially my friend Vinny. I'd be like, that is your white male privilege just reeking through and you don't even see it.
Not to say that's Jacob, but with Vinny, we definitely see it.
So that's what this reminds me of with Jacob is just like, you thought that
I will reach out to Jacob. Y'all want him on the show?
I mean, it'd probably be hilarious. Let's do it.
Okay, I'll reach out and see if he wants to be on the show. I think that my response, what he sent me, I think is a copy and paste of what he sent Angel.
Okay.
I didn't see Kev's though, but I'm pretty sure mine is very, if not exact, very, very similar to what he sent Angel. And I do, okay, without making excuses, I do understand that characters typing things can get lost in what you intend to say. I do understand that. With that said, who you follow, I do believe might be an indication, and I say might be an indication of what you believe.
Well, see, that's what I mean by white male privilege. Is for him, it's like, no, the two are separate.
Yeah.
I can follow people and it not be indicative of what I believe. And it's just
because,
like,
yeah, he can do that and not be seen a specific way.
It's just that's like, what he thinks. And it's just like, no, you need to put that aside. Who cares if that is your right?
Yes.
Which you need to be putting on Front Street are things that what you actually stand for. We don't have time for whatever you feel like you should be able to do.
Yeah.
Do what sends a clear message to everyone.
Yes.
Not what makes you feel like I am a guy that believes what I believe. It doesn't matter what the people I follow believe. And it's just like, okay, that's what you feel, but you don't understand. As a D-list celebrity, you still do have influence. And while you might be able to stand strong in your morals and beliefs following these people that might spit rhetoric that demeans people of color, people in the LGBTQIA community, all that stuff, somebody else who follows you might not be able to follow those same people and still have a very clear head on what's right and what's wrong.
Right. And I think the other thing is deciding if, does he follow a multitude of people where he is getting varying perspectives? Like, is he following the Chris Tucker counterpart in the Democratic world? And if that answer is no, and he's solely following a bunch of like very conservative, very right-winged, political commentary people, then it's hard for me to believe that you don't buy into their rhetoric. That's just me personally. And I know, Jacob, you watch the show, but I do believe you're watching this on today. You have to ask yourself.
Yeah.
All right, you still alive? You want us to do a welfare check?
Jesus.
Well, I think that's what he's saying, that he only follows four people that are in that, or no, he keeps saying four.
I thought he said three.
I think he only follows four people like that. And he's like, y'all are surmising all of my beliefs off of four people.
Listen, Jacob, and I know you watching. I do understand, because I also understand that sometimes people can take a little bit and think they know the whole of you. I get it. We more than anyone else, the four of us understand that battle.
Yeah.
But to not think that a little bit of you doesn't agree with the people that you follow, especially if you aren't following the contrary, which if you're following a whole host of people, it would lead me to believe, oh, he's just trying to get multiple perspectives. Which there are people that do that. I'm a Democrat, I have very strong left-wing beliefs, but I just wanna be in the know what the right wing is saying, or I'm very right-wing, but I wanna know what the left is saying. Okay, I get it. But then that means you're gonna follow a bunch of people where it's like, well, I don't know what he believed, child, because he followed this person, but he also followed Don Lemon. He followed, what's that white girl's name?
Tommy Loren,
but he's also following whoever, you know. But if you're not doing that, what else? I mean, it's circumstantial at best,
yeah,
but it's still very strong circumstantial evidence. So I would just, you know, I would just, and this is the other thing, I don't know Jacob personally, but to say that I didn't immediately catch in one of the very first episodes that his fanny pack was the American flag.
Yo, I caught that thing.
There are only a very specific people.
Regular American flag or blue line through it?
No, regular American flag. There are very specific people that wear the American flag, especially if it's a fanny pack. Especially if it's a fanny pack. We were approached, sorry, Marcus, I'm gonna finish the thought, I'm gonna let you talk. There, we were approached by a brand deal. And it was I looked on their website and I saw American flag. And listen, that has nothing to do with patriotism. There is a certain energy that comes with people that are willing to plaster the American flag on a water cup, on their shirt, on a fanny pack, on socks, especially if you are a white man. Maybe this is prejudice. I could agree. But there is a very strong energy, and that energy is often anti-BLM. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Jacob. That's all I'm saying.
We are actually about to talk about that in our next. Is this going to cause an argument?
Yours. One of the points I actually brought it up today is, you know, yesterday I was. I don't know what time it was. But of course, we in Kentucky right now, and I don't see it as much. I haven't seen it as much out here, but definitely in California. I asked Angel. I said, "Doesn't it seem like to you that the American flag is almost the new Confederate flag? Like it's because of everything it's being associated with right now,
and the people who are boasting,
it is just like I'm from America. It's America. We built this country for free, so chill out." But it's always so, like, people, I had this argument, this was years ago on Facebook with a friend, and they didn't see what was wrong with the Confederate flag, because, you know, it's just a Southern way of life. It's like, first of all, do your history on what that Southern way of life is.
Right.
And I was like, even if you do think it's harmless and you don't look at it the same way, even if it was the Red Cross, I said, if I was going around shooting people in the head and dropping a Red Cross on the dead bodies, people would probably start associate that Red Cross with a vision of death.
Yes.
I said, so it's the symbolism behind it. I said, however, I did clear up the whole thing of the Confederate flag. But like we were saying, it's like, depending on who you ask, what culture of people that you talk to, they're going to look at that flag completely different.
100%.
You know, I've never been able to hold that flag up and be like, that's where I'm from. Absolutely not.
Black people in general, I don't think we're as proud of the American flag because we feel like America don't love us.
It
don't show up for us to be proud.
The way historically Black people have had to show up for it.
And I think I don't know about the American flag. I don't necessarily agree or disagree, but I think the American flag with the blue line for sure is.
Well, that's definitely.
That's counter.
That's a symbol.
That's a counter BLM.
Absolutely.
Well, no, that is exactly. But what Marcus is saying and what I kind of agree with, I remember growing up and like for the 4th of July, I would have on my red, white, and blue. I'd be excited to go down to the parade, right? I never had an attachment to the American flag.
Right.
It wasn't this like visceral feeling about like my history attached to it. Now, as I've gotten older and seeing things happening, not so much related to history, I'm talking about current.
Right now,
the people that seem to wear it the most.
With all the enthusiasm
on Rose Pricks. I just shot my other podcast before we did this one. because her thing is we go through all the bachelors on the Bachelorette, the ones that are going to be the contestants, and we go through all their Instagrams and we roast them. And anytime she sees an American flag in somebody's post, she's like, we're going to find some problematic stuff about something they said in their past, something racist. She said it never fails. And I said, it's funny that you feel that way. And I told her what Marcus said. And she said, because I feel like they're saying this is my America.
Absolutely.
And this is a white woman. She's like, it's not about I'm proud of America, this country. They're saying this is my America. And so anybody else, you got to take a back seat because it's
about the insurrection was all about. Absolutely. This is our stuff.
It becomes nationalism. The American flag becomes a symbol of what Trump wanted America to be. And that's why we as Black people, it's like, yeah, y'all, I don't know. And again, we know Jacob watches this, and I hope it's more not an attack, but an education from the perspective of people who look differently than you. What you could be unintentionally communicating. And therefore, if that's not what you want to communicate, be aware that that's now what this symbol means.
Yeah.
Literally, we were approached by that ad. I know Angel's on the phone. We were approached by that ad. I went on their Instagram and I was like, Kev, I don't think this ain't for me. He was like, Melissa, you don't know. He was honestly, he was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, is what I feel like. And so I emailed our people and was like, yo, can you let me know where they stand on Black Lives Matter? Because my thing is, why would I endorse you and you don't care about me or the people that I represent? That's not going to work. And so she said, I don't know how they feel on Black Lives Matter, but I do know that they are very pro, and a lot of their proceeds are pro what is she, the police or something like that. And I'm not saying that I'm like necessarily anti-police, but I do understand that the rhetoric of Black Lives Matter can become anti-police if you don't educate yourself on what Black Lives Matter actually means. And everything that that was giving was ignorance, and that they didn't get it. And so I was like, my man, we're just going to have to say no to this.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is because I've seen a complete switch. Like I haven't, It's like it has nothing to do with history at this point. This is all current.
Current.
You didn't see all these massive American flags all over the place until the last administration and the whole resistance of getting rid of them. And even while he was in office, it's like, okay, I see what the American flags turned to. Now, in relation to Jacob, a lot of his stuff is period pieces. So an 80s American flag.
Yeah.
An 80s American flag, a fanny pack. Doesn't mean the same thing it would today. Now, an American flag fanny pack sitting in Walmart right now, I know exactly who's going to buy that.
Right.
Bingo. You know,
they're going to have on a pair of Oakleys. At some point, they're driving a pickup truck just like me. so I know what that's, but like in defense of Jacob and the mayor, but it did raise a red flag because a lot of people were like, wait, he wears a lot of American flags. But 80s American flag is not 2020 American flag.
Exactly. Yep, 100% agree. So Jacob, I hope, listen, Jacob, because I know you watch, my brother.
The invite is
open. Open invitation. You know who to reach out to, because I know who to reach out to. Let us both reach out, say, hey, we want to make this thing happen. We generally interview the melanated persuasion on this podcast.
Reaching out to us.
But we'll have you.
We will.
We'll have you.
We will.
We have been Team Jacob this whole time, and that does not change. However, please expect to be challenged.
Challenge day.
Yeah, it will be challenge day on this podcast in regards to your feelings on Black Lives Matter. So what I would recommend you do in preparation for that moment is do some soul searching. Really find out what you're saying, what you are not saying, what you actually believe, because the fact of the matter is, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So even though you're saying you were angry and you were seeing red and that just all came out, some of that is actually how you feel in the depths of your soul. So ensure before you come on here and want these Black faces to continue to defend you.
Come on now.
That
not
is
these Black faces.
That you want these Black faces to continue to defend you. You are willing to defend us.
Because we say nigga.
All hearts and minds are clear.
If all hearts and minds are clear.
We shall move on to the foolishness that is Chris and Kevin.
I like how much more relaxed Kevin looks now.
Man, oh. Listen, I ain't got it.
He left all his problems in the bathroom.
I was out here. I was in here like, it's very hot in here. And now the temperature is down. That was just me. I was internally hot.
Yeah. That's especially when your beard, you get all hot up under here.
Yeah, man, I was sweating. I was looking at y'all like, nobody else is sweating. I was squirmy. If you go back and look, I was squirmy.
That's yeah, look at me, Marcus, you ain't hot?
I was looking at the clock. Y'all wasn't looking at the clock.
No, he was like, zoom out.
Zoom out.
Zoom out.
All right, here we go.
It's 6:50.
I know, that's why I'm moving on. This is the last one.
Oh, we ain't gonna do everybody else?
Who else do we need to talk about? Eric and Virginia a little bit, but that's it. Okay, cool. All right. Kev has another show. He wants to be able to chill a little bit. All right.
I gotta take a shower after that.
All right.
I gotta move on with my life. I gotta recharge. I gotta start all over. I can't go on with that. That's doo-doo energy. I gotta go on.
You over there sliding in the seat, man. You got
I'm out of here. I need electrolytes.
Dehydrated yourself. All right. Paige and Chris.
Chris, was Chris on this episode?
Yes.
Or were they just talking about him?
Yeah, no, they brought him back out. They had past the plaid permanent marker. First of all, they looked like they were dressed for a talent show. Him and Chris with all that blue plaid. I said they gonna tap dance together.
they rehearsed.
On the good ship.
Chris had on two lots. He had on calf length pants.
They brought Chris came back on. He apologized. He said that he didn't have nothing else to say to Pastor Permanent Marker. I can't remember his name for real. And then they interviewed
Dwight.
Yes, yeah. Pastor Dwight. He was gone, so his little 5 seconds of fame was over with. They interviewed Paige, and I will say this about Paige. And they interviewed Paige's best friend.
Oh, Paige.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a couple of things. I feel for Paige. The one way I feel for her is her commitment to this process. She kept saying, I was committed to this process.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, why? It's really, like, I really wanted to be like, but why though? I get going into it with pure intentions, but not being able to see at all in the moment that this was super toxic and it was never going to turn into something better. Yeah. Better enough to feel like, let me see what happens in the end. Just really, it made my heart sad for her.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
And I'm glad.
Go ahead, Angel.
It was difficult just watching. It wasn't even difficult. At this point, it's just annoying. But she, in her mind of mind, she really doesn't. The fact that she said these exact words, people think that I'm being manipulated and I'm not. People think that I'm just going through the suffering and I'm not. I'm like, that's exactly what you were doing. And the fact, and then her friend basically had Roboto and be like, no, I'm on the polar opposite. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
She like be on her side, but I'm like, how do you not see how this, you were not drugged through the mud? And yeah, you did it with grace, but.
She did.
Wow.
I think Paige's, bless her heart. I felt bad for her because I know she had seen, it was literally everybody who watched the show.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think she's a good example of wanting the goal so much that you don't see the truth that's in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she wanted the goal of a happy marriage, and that goal, that desire for that goal blinded her to what was happening right in front of her face.
Yeah.
So when you're not attached to it, you're detached, you're just watching either her friends, the other people, you can see clear, like, yo, you don't see this. And she wanted so bad. And that's actually like, Angel's a great actress. She would know. If your character wants the goal so much, you don't see the obstacles, because if she acknowledges that stuff, it takes away from the fact that, well, if I acknowledge he's manipulating me, or he's only saying this stuff because it's gonna get me back, then I'm not gonna be able to be married. And that's ultimately what I want more than anything. And I think that's kind of, it seems like that's why she made so many poor choices, because she just wanted to be married so bad that she couldn't see what was quite obvious. I mean, and I just want to say it one more time. Production, super trash for making her watch him call her ugly the few times he didn't say it to her in front of them people. Why? Why y'all did that to that girl? That was especially cool.
We know we just showed you 5 minutes ago, but here he is again. It's comedy. Same clip.
I mean, especially cruel.
It was terrible. I think I possibly would have been able to respect Paige in this whole game if she would have just been like, oh, this is mad trash.
Yeah.
This is mad trash. This is terrible. I'm just here. I don't know what's going to happen, but it looks terrible.
Like, I would respect her more if she lost her cool and acted a fool and flipped some tables. And
I felt like that's what, like, she was really like, he was doing so good. Why do you care about this man? He acting up, he embarrassing himself. He is not a reflection of you. You don't have to own any of his actions. You don't have to go out and chase her. They were like, talk to him. No, I ain't talking to him. We divorced. Are we on our way to get divorced?
He didn't say how many times you're supposed to do it.
And let me tell you, because we're becoming solid friends, the Tanksleys and the Fredericks. But let me tell you, as a friend, I don't care what the special date is. I don't care if it's your wedding day. I don't care if a baby is coming up out of your twat. If I know that somebody is a snake in the grass and is about to get over on you, I'm going to have to ruin the day. I'm going to have to ruin the day. Or either I let you have your day, and then when the day's over, the next morning, I'm going to show up and be like, hey, guess what? Yes. This is a fraud. This is a fake. Yeah. I did not understand the reasoning behind her best friend. And I get it. Like, maybe I get not knowing exactly how to say it. Like, you're just like, we got these cameras. Girl, this nigga is trash. But, you know, we all the way at the end of this. And I'm like, girl, where were you at?
He was talking crazy from the beginning when he was talking to them.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't inspire no confidence. They were like, man, what?
Yeah.
I don't remember what he said, but I remember their faces being like,
a trophy wife.
Yeah.
What type of girls are you into? Not her.
Hold up, full stop.
I'm like, razor out the mouth. What'd you just say?
Right, the bleeping.
Razor out the mouth?
The bleeping for
One of them chicks had a razor in their mouth. I'm sure of it.
What are you talking about? With your part that's the size of a goddamn old number two pencil. Yeah, if we would have been going off on that day.
That ain't no part of the infection.
Yes. I do not understand fully it wasn't clear. I was hoping that the girlfriend was going to clear up what it was, why they didn't show up during this process and why they didn't say anything at the wedding when they were getting those terrible vibes from him. And was it clear to y'all why she didn't?
No,
I actually thought about it. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say I probably, if I'm being honest with myself, would lean more toward the way Nancy did it. However,
is that the friend's name?
Nancy, right? That was her name.
Girl.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever her friend's name was, I assumed it was Nancy. I could have just totally made that up.
I don't remember them saying. Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
But with that said, I'm also the friend that would be like, so how are things going?
Who said that?
So let me tell you about like what happened. It was after your vows. I didn't want to ruin your day, because I can also imagine that Paige was so excited. Mm-hmm. And the way that Paige composed herself throughout this whole thing, she might be a little hard hit. Mm-hmm. And she won't what she won't.
Listen, somebody in the Patreon said that sometimes you go to tell your friend about that person and they so blindly in love with a man, now they mad at you.
That's what I'm saying. I could see myself being like, so tell me, maybe I got the wrong energy. You tell me, how is it going?
Then just be mad at me. Man. That's me. Yeah. Be mad at me. She needed friends like Henry had, the ones that were up in that boy.
That's exactly what she needed.
They wasn't going for none of it.
No,
because that's me. Like, if I'm a friend, I'm gonna speak up and say something. Like, hey, look, this is what it is.
Well, no.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, he'll try. Well,
I'll
one
give
time.
You one time.
Now we have friends that are just like, it doesn't matter. Say what you want. We got one friend that sat us down and was like, you see anything, anything, say something. Because we tried to be respectful. We were like, all right, we ain't going to say nothing. Then when the relationship ended, why didn't y'all say something?
I love it.
Low-key, that's a hobby. I mean, low-key, I might have, what's his name? Clara's husband, Ryan.
Mind your business.
You like it? I love it for you.
That ain't got nothing to do with
I love it for you.
I love it for you. Until you open up the door that you're starting to see things a little different, then I'ma just, oh, we talking? Let me bust this door open.
Right. By the way.
Let me make sure your glasses are clear.
Good morning. Good morning. Yesterday morning, your boyfriend was trash. Let me tell you about it.
Yes.
That how trash it was.
Yes.
Trash is a compliment. Let me explain something.
I feel like in this scenario, because it was strangers, I don't think I could have held it. I would have possibly, like I said, given you the wedding day. Y'all didn't already pay for this stuff. But on the day that she was waiting for Chris to bring back food, when the camera showed up, I would have still been in there. I would have been in the room. There this little no good nigga is now. This is what I was trying to tell you. Yesterday, when he was talking all this about you wearing a trophy, look at him. What were you at? The trophy store?
Depending on the severity, I'd have been over at the wedding cake. Hey.
Not at the cake!
Less than 45 seconds ago, it's no good. Heifer just told me.
Right.
Just told me. He called you tender eye and a bunch of other biblical terms. You know the end of the battle. But walk away.
That's hilarious.
I guess everybody has a right to handle it differently, but I didn't feel like, if Nancy's her name, I still wasn't understanding her stance on what she was doing. I mean, I know she's there for Paige now, and Paige does need it, because Paige has been dragged all across the interweb. She was dragged by Chris, and I do feel for her. I'm glad that she's not taking the victim stance, and she is standing for the fact that she made decisions to stay over and over again. And not want to be seen as a victim, because I hate being seen in that way. I have very big issues with it, so I can understand that. But I am glad, at least in this afterglow, whatever we want to call these moments.
Well, she probably been able to watch the show and be like, whoa, wow, I see.
Right, which could be a learning, because I can only imagine that Paige hasn't always left toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Scenarios upon finding information that would dictate you should leave expeditiously.
1,000%.
Because she is such a committed, devoted, ride or die type chick that it takes her looking utterly foolish and ridiculous for her to get it.
1,000.
Go ahead.
Did Kev just spill a carbonated drink on the floor?
No.
I broke something.
You can't even see it.
I broke
a bracelet. This was a bracelet.
I broke it on accident.
Apparently they're saying Jacob is on Instagram. We can't entertain him because Kev does have to go. So we're going to close this out. All right. What are my notes? One last note that I had is, did you see when Chris, this was just funny to me. I don't know if anybody caught it. When Chris was running outside, being outside, and the producer was following, and she turned to production and said, like, are your cameras on? Is my sound on? We need to be rolling and capturing this.
He said, y'all have him here. It's going to be good. It's going to be explosive.
I can't imagine production wasn't like, oh, this guy is great. It's worst great person. For television.
Excited. Well, people cancel vacation to come film that food.
Yes.
I'm glad that they had the experts on the talk.
I did want to touch on that.
I'm glad that Dr. Pepper was there, because she was holding her tongue not at all.
Listen, they felt like our credibility is on the line. Let us explain. That is not who he showed himself to be. Don't blame us for that.
I'm going to tell you, Dr. Pepper said, I found him to be a person of no empathy. As a person who reads between the lines, one of the telltale indicators of a narcissist is a person without empathy. I said, Dr. Pepper, she basically was like, I haven't diagnosed him. I ain't been in no room with him. This ain't no formal diagnosis. However, if you define narcissism as a person without empathy, I'm just saying connect the dots.
Right. No, truly.
Yeah. Dr. Viviana had to reiterate, like, that is not the same person we interviewed.
Yes.
Right.
Different person.
Yeah.
All of us. That man right there, it came out of nowhere.
I'm glad that I think Pastor Cal, if I can remember, he did admit that he saw a little red flag.
He did
admit that. Because I was just like, I don't, if somebody don't admit it, y'all are just lying. Because they put them in front of each other, this ain't gonna work well. It is not gonna work well. So I'm glad that he admitted that. And they're right. Like, he should have never, if he's someone that is very particular about the aesthetic of who he dates, regardless of what he decides he considers to be beautiful, if this is something that you need in order to have that connection, don't do this show. Same with Haley. Granted, Jacob is a bit of a unicorn. I've never met someone that's into the 80s like that.
Yeah.
Some of his personality quirks are very unique, but like, so I can get how you would not expect to end up with a Jacob. Yes, but if you're not a malleable person, if you're not an easygoing person, this is not the show.
I agree.
No.
And Dr. Viviana said that too. And she was like, if you were that hung up on looks, why would you do this
show? Why would you even do this
show? I agree with that. I think Angel said that several times. Like, you cannot be so particular and hung up on looks that you literally leave it into the hands of other people to choose for you.
No.
It's contrary to what you would want.
Right. You think Boris Cujo is over here doing married at first? No, he's not. If you were Halle Berry, you wouldn't be either. Wouldn't be here. So come on. Get to your good wherever you at, whether it be, you know, pretty to everybody else, but maybe not to the whole world. Just know where you at and hope that you get that at least. But if you think about it, God, peace.
Yeah.
Gambling.
I agree. So next week they're doing the Where Are They Now type episode.
Why would it be over?
Somebody burned the camera.
It didn't need to be two episodes either.
No.
But I want you to know it's our fault.
Who?
The four of us. Because when Dr. Viviana was on this show, I said, I would really love to hear the experts talk about the why, what happened, yada, yada, because we want more from them. It's not their show.
You said it is our fault.
It's you the beautiful of the ball.
One quarter of us.
They threw you under the bus.
Shauna, I did think I wanted it, but it could have been like a 90-minute special.
It could have been one. So
I ain't never said, hey, we had to cut out half the episode because we were saying something we shouldn't have. No, I.
I did enjoy hearing their opinions. However, it did not need to be over the course of 2 weeks.
No, but they could have
also have a per.
Yeah, they could have shortened up a bunch of other stuff and added theirs. Yeah,
we didn't need to hear from Eric or Virginia.
Nah.
We didn't need to even hear from Vinny.
I don't even remember them talking.
Brianna.
We know Vinny and Brianna's Gucci. They good.
Right.
I agree. 100%. All right. Anything else? Cat's locked out, child. I feel bad. You gonna make it?
You gonna make it.
I'm gonna bomb tonight.
You ain't. You're just fantastic.
Record it so I can enjoy it.
Good set. I really enjoy it. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm spitting. Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's, the name of the show, The Bald and the Beautiful. I had two lemon drops before we got here. Danny had me put pineapple juice in it.
Oh yeah, that makes it even easier to drink.
Fire! Yeah. So good.
You better come here so we can drink, Liz.
Oh, the Kentucky bourbon?
Listen. No, anything.
All right, thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same back channel. I don't know what the people say.
And it might not be the same time, but also we will see.
All right. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.